from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, President Trump says Ukrainian President Zelensky is welcome back to the White House when he's, quote, ready for peace. Trump posted that President Zelensky is not ready for peace, that if with Russia, if America is involved. It follows a tense meeting between Trump and Zelensky at the White House today.
If you didn't have our military equipment, this war would have been over in 2 weeks.
In 3 days, I heard it from Putin. In 3 days. This is something
maybe less.
In 2 weeks.
A planned press event between the two leaders has been canceled. Another arrest for a repeat offending Peeping Tom in South Jersey. Police in Maple Shade said they got reports back in January of a man exposing himself to a woman outside a pharmacy. He then followed her to her apartment and did it again. Police arrested Joshua Cheatham and have charged him with lewdness and peering into windows. The 25-year-old was arrested for doing the same thing last August. He was sent to the county jail and later released. Children who experience abuse, neglect, or violence are more likely to commit violent crimes later in life, says John Paul Simon, clinical director at CarePlus NJ. Not only is a child's mental health affected while in a crisis state, but their physical health is in jeopardy too.
Because of being in an abusive relationship or a violent environment, their immune system gets affected, their fight or flight response sort of gets skewed over to consistently being anxious, consistently being on guard.
Simon says parents should talk to their child's school and find out what types of social and emotional learning campaigns they're doing and what level of support their child is receiving. The Vatican is making alternative plans for Ash Wednesday next week as Pope Francis recovers from pneumonia. Francis has reached the 2-week mark in his recovery from pneumonia amid a guarded sense of optimism. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Will we stay dry this weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. So which will be the better day of the weekend? It kind of depends on your perspective. Tomorrow warms up, but it's going to be a windy day. Sunday, cold and blustery, but at least we'll have lots of sunshine. Tonight stays quiet with a few clouds. Low temperatures will dip to around 40. The wind, not quite ringing alarm bells tomorrow, but gusts to 30, 40 miles an hour, definitely noticeable. Sun and clouds, slight chance of a quick shower. Highs in the mid to upper 50s tomorrow, and then only mid 30s on Sunday. Back to bundling up, cold, blustery, sunny skies. The wind chill on Sunday, no better than the 20s. We stay cold for Monday. With more sunshine and lighter winds, highs will be in the upper 30s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Current temperatures in Somerville, it is 50. Asbury Park, 52, and Woodbury, 52. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.